something about Mary Teaches to Us.
Christine.
And where are you from?
I'm from India.
Something about who Mary is for you, what are you?
She's my mother. She is someone whom Jesus gave to me as our mother. It's not just my will or Mother Mary's will herself. It is more the will of Jesus, the will of God, that Mary has to be my mother. And for my family, she has always been a protector for our family. Every time we invoked her in prayer, she's always gone to her son and given her son's protection to our family. There are innumerable incidents. Even when I was born, my mother had a very difficult delivery and the doctors gave up on me. They said that we don't know if we would be able to save the baby. We will try and save the mother. And my mother prayed to the Immaculate Conception and I was born. And that's why my middle name is Immaculate. And my mother, even every day, she'd on the feast of the Immaculate Conception, 8th of December, everybody else would forget, but my mother would call me and say, "Happy feast. This is the day, you know, that I prayed for you. There is, I prayed to the Immaculate Conception and you were born. You are alive because Mother Mary sought your protection in the womb from Jesus." And even I got married here in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Palm Street Church in London. So we got married because it was the Church of the Immaculate Conception. So Mother Mary is very close to our family. She is our mother, and I believe that she is our mother because of the will of God. It's not just, you know, out of some human emotion or human, you know, at the foot of the cross, Jesus gave her, and in the intensity of his suffering, and with all that love, he gave us Mother Mary as our mother. So for me, that is very important. It's not just, it's the will of God that Mother Mary is our mother, and she continues to protect us. She's obedient to God herself, doing the duty as a mother for all of us. And I believe that, like her son, she is close to all our joys and sorrows. And, you know, she understands because she was the mother in a family. So she understands the suffering in every family. So we have a lot of suffering. My brother is suffering from brain tumor. My sister just had a miscarriage and, you know, so we have a lot of, but we continue to trust in Jesus. We continue to trust in the prayers of Mother Mary. And we believe that she will protect, she is always protecting us. She's giving her son's protection to us. And all our family, not just me, my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, all of us, we believe in Mother Mary. You know, we got married on the 9th of September. We wanted to marry on the 8th of September, but that was a Sunday, so it was difficult to get, you know, in churches in London to get married. So we got married on the 9th. We felt it was good because, you know, we are waiting after Mother Mary's birthday and, you know, we are like in a queue after Mother Mary. You know, my husband's family, they are from Bombay and they have a basilica for Mother Mary. And there is a great feast that takes place on the 8th of September. And I come from South India in Madras. And we have another basilica for Mother Mary. That is again is, you know, 8th of September is a great feast. So both the families, we wanted to keep it on 8th. Okay, if not 8th, on the 9th, because that is the novena season, isn't it? So we were very, Mother Mary is a very, she's part of our families. She's a great person. The life of contemplation, the life of prayer, and the life of obedience. She's such a great example to us because she's a human like us, but she just did the will of God in every step of her life, every action in her life. So there's a lot to learn from her, just like how we learn from our mothers and our parents. So, yes. And I always pray to Mother Mary that the first miracle that Jesus did was because of her request. So I've always asked her, you know, that even if it's impossible, if you go and ask Jesus, he will definitely give us. So it's a very special, she's a very special person for us.